back in Budapest. Wow, is it ever different weather over here from Scotland? It's about 20 different degrees, a difference in temperature. And sun shining, it's not raining, it's beautiful, beautiful weather. Reminds me of Vrindavan. And I'll be here until tomorrow, and then I'm going to go to Nivajradham. And then I'll stay in Nivajradham till the end of the month. Then I have some programs here in Budapest, and I'll be going to the UK for some meetings, as well as Toronto for a short visit to my mother, and then coming back. I cut short my visit, changed plans, because I'm seeing so much more the difference in my physical condition between when I travel and don't travel. When I don't travel and I do my exercises, my back pains become practically non-existent. When I travel, especially long distances, then it becomes very, very pronounced and very, very uncomfortable. Even today, I was sitting 6 hours this morning writing. I didn't even notice anything. I didn't have any complaint at all. So it really makes a lot of difference. And of course, the other reason being, I really want to focus on preaching here in Hungary. Really looking forward to the next 2-3 years. I think we can really be making solid gains, going forward by leaps and bounds, maturing in our preaching, stabilizing in terms of our financial base, providing better facilities for devotees. And, of course, this year I really need to concentrate on finishing Navaraja Mahima. Over the last 2 weeks, I'd say I've come to the best pace I have had with this book. Sort of a writer's, editor's terminology we use sometimes of being in the groove or being on a roll. Right now, I'm in the groove and on a roll. If I was writing all day long, I'd probably be doing about 12 to 15 pages a day. The fact that I'm not writing all day long, I was setting a pace of 3-4 pages a day for myself. I think I'm up to as much as 6 or 7 on certain days when there's not much research to be done. And of course that means that I'm doing my regular international as well as national management, although in a moderated form, but I'm getting up and I'm writing, which means that I'm, aside from festivals, not attending morning program, not giving morning classes, except for special festivals. But I'll be doing that in the evenings, going to evening program and giving some talks at that time. I was just reflecting on, because I was speaking earlier today with Niranjan Maharaj. He told me he had listened and seen some of the pictures and some of the recordings of the Vyas Pooj celebrations. And once again, a thanks to the devotees who came from many places, especially the UK, large number of devotees. It expands time, investment, distance. It was a very nice festival. I really regret that the weather isn't as it is now, as it was before the festival. But in one sense, it was good, except for that morning on Saturday when Indradum Raj was giving class and Abhishek was going on. That was quite cold. But aside from that, it was cool, but that made being in the temple quite nice for the devotees. Otherwise, if it's as warm as now, when we had like 300 devotees in the temple, it would be very hot and uncomfortable. The tent was nice, though. It provides a forum for having 600-700 people if we need. Obviously, it was good for devotees to take prasad in there. So thank you for all the devotees who came, and for all of your participation and devotion. What was different about this festival was the presence of so many god brothers. Usually only Govinda Maharaj ever comes and he never speaks, and this time all of these god brothers spoke, and for me that's always a sense of a little difficulty, source of embarrassment. The Vyas Pooj ceremony is something that one has to accept as part of the responsibility, along with other responsibilities of being guru. But it's easier to handle when the puja is being offered through the medium of myself by disciples and not by god brothers. But because the relationship with these god brothers was so much of a familiar one, a loving one, I felt that although it was a different experience from before, it was something that I could handle, something that I could really cope with. It didn't really interfere with at least my being able to reciprocate with devotees, and overall I thought it was nice. It's not something I want to repeat on an annual basis, but like, it's the only regrettable thing is that disciples weren't able to speak since the offering time was taken up by all of the god brothers, but they spoke so much from the heart, and albeit it was exaggerated, what things that they said, but it was very wonderful, and it makes me reflect. And today I was thinking about how wonderful thing it is to have friends in Krishna consciousness. Of course, we're friendly with so many, and I have friends who are not in Krishna consciousness, like, for instance, my cousin. But, of course, that's different because the relationship doesn't promote my advancement in spiritual life, or is even something that I can take shelter of. It's based on many years of acquaintance, and just being very compatible, and him being very much favorable to Krishna consciousness and willing to help, and being friendly with, of course, disciples. But disciples are always relating to spiritual master in awe and reverence. But just to have that intimate type of fraternal relationship, it's heartwarming, and it provides, it's a source of good counsel, consolation, guidance, someone to actually pull you up if you're not on the hardened, not following things as you should be, in a hard and fast way. Someone to assist when requires consultation, for preaching, for spiritual practices, for initiatives like book writing, for receiving encouragement. In so many ways, it's such a wonderful thing to have friends, and particularly friends like Govinda Maharaj, Anindita Maharaj, Niranjan Swami Maharaj, Keshav Bharati Maharaj. These are really long-standing friends that most devotees who are listening also know. I have other, for newer friends, as Chandramouli Maharaj came, and others, devotees have not seen so much, but people like Bhagavata Shraya Prabhu and Kandari Prabhu, who I used to have very regular relationships because we were serving together. Now distance is very much separating us, and that's one thing that I find unfortunate, that sort of handicaps the contact of friends, and that is that don't have the opportunity for so much personal interaction. Telephone is there, email is there, Skype is a good thing, we can even see each other. But, for instance, Keshav Bhatti Maharaj, I see once a year. In fact, I won't have seen him for a year and a half because he wasn't here last year. And I didn't see him in Mayapur. And so he's going to come in October. I actually won't have seen him for almost 2 years, although we're in regular voice contact and visual contact. Govinda Maharaj, I see once, twice a year. And then sometimes when we see each other, it's in GBC meetings or festivals, and it doesn't give the opportunity for relaxed association. That I had this year with Govinda Maharaj when we spent a month together in Vrindavan. And I tried not to get too deeply into writing mode, which means that I just ignore everything else that's going on around me. So we had opportunity to do a little parikram, go on an adventure to Orissa, and just spend a little time chatting, walking, eating together. It's a wonderful thing. The Sakya Bhav of the spiritual world is reflected in its perverted way in the material world, but its pure form can be found in the association of Vaishnavas and the friendship of Vaishnavas, without which it's difficult to stay in this world. Ramachandra Sangha Magi Narottama Das. Narottama Das Thakur decided to leave this world when he heard of the departure of his good friend. I sort of felt like that when Tamal Krishna Maharaj, another friend, left this world. But I'm still here right now. So I can only encourage devotees to seek out good friends. Once you have friends, treasure them. They're the real treasures of life, and extremely valuable gems who are irreplaceable for our advancement in Krishna consciousness, for our emotional, mental, spiritual stability. And make the best use of the friends that you have. Of course, as Govinda Maharaj mentioned, when we go back to Godhead, that we can be together in that same group, then we'll be able to do that, meaning being able to be together constantly, not being actually separated by distance, unless, again, Krishna wants us to come and preach in this world, but then hopefully he'll send us to preach together and again be together. Such a wonderful thing, the association of Vaishnavas, whether in this form as sarakas or in the form of cowherd boys or gopis, we should always keep with the close association of devotees. Hare Krishna.